The Faith Temple food giveaway in Sioux Falls is seeing a sharp increase in the number of people who are in need of food. They recently announced their coronavirus hunger initiative. Here with details on this popular service for those needing food in the Sioux Falls area, we have Jeff Hayes. He is director of the Faith Temple food giveaway. Jeff, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. My pleasure to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from families who are showing up at the Faith Temple food giveaway. What is the need out there?
You know, a lot of the families we've never seen before the COVID virus. And so we realize that a lot of people have been laid off from their jobs or their hours have been cut drastically. And so there's people that are at the food giveaway that we've actually never seen before.
Yeah. What's your message to those people? Because it can be incredibly difficult to show up for that kind of assistance. How do you, open your arms and open your doors to people who never thought that they would be standing in a line there?
Well, for sure. You know, we're a Christian organization, and so we give away food because we believe that Jesus was the greatest giver ever. And so it's amazing how many tons and tons and tons of food are obtained by the Faith Temple Food Giveaway. And there's, hundreds and hundreds of people that are fed every week. But we don't want people to be embarrassed by coming to the food giveaway. Typically, we just tell them, if we see tears or uneasiness, we just tell them, well, we just believe that this is a blessing from the Lord. And even in the Bible, it talks about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And so we believe that it's kind of a modern day miracle that's occurring.
Yeah. Everybody feels a little vulnerable and raw. And then when you get down to, feeding your family, that becomes a very intense feeling as well. But then an opportunity for that connection and for that reevaluation of how we do business in the world or how we live in the world. Tell me a little bit about supplies and if you've had trouble getting, the quantity of food that you need to feed the people who show up.
Well, we always pray that the food will show up, and oftentimes we even buy food. Last week we spent about $3,000 to put on the Faith Temple food giveaway. But otherwise, there's been a lot of food that's been provided and donated, and we've made some calls, and it's amazing how people are willing, companies are willing to just give us their food, and then we get it into the hands of people that need it. I just believe that there is food out there to be given away, and we've certainly found that to be true.
Yeah. Are there certain things that are easier to find access to right now than others?
That's so true. We just go kind of week to week to week, and it's amazing. On Monday, we're kind of concerned about what we'll have on Friday, but I'm surprised that a meat locker will call us, or a food supplying distribution center will call us, and come Friday, we have a generous amount of food that we can give to people. Typically, they're boxed. It's typically a banana box weighs about 45 pounds, and so that much food is given to every person that's 18 years old and over. And so, like I said, there's just hundreds of boxes given away every Friday at the fairgrounds at the Nordstrom Johnson building.
Yeah. How much has this Faith Temple giveaway grown over the years? When did you start doing this? It seems like I remember when you started it. How long has it been going on?
Well, it's been going on since May of 2009, and so actually it's been going on for 21 years. We began in our parking lot. There was a need back then during the recession, and back then there'd be 700 people that would show up in the parking lot, and the police would come by and say, "Pastor, what do you think you're doing?" And I would say, "I don't know what we're doing, but help us out." And God bless the Sioux Falls Police Department, they did. And then we moved to the Sioux Empire Fairgrounds, and we're in the Armory building for a number of years. And then, God bless the Nordstrom Johnson's families, they built the Nordstrom Johnson building out at the fairgrounds, designed especially for the food giveaway. And so we've been doing it for like 11 years.
Are you asked from other faith communities, sort of some of the background to, because this is something that you've become known for, and it's really... So many congregations sort of struggle with, what can we do? How can we be of service? And they look to you for that kind of guidance. What's your advice to other faith-based communities who say, we want to make a difference to the lives of the community around us?
You know, I think my advice is comes from Pastor Steve Hickey. A number of years ago, I was talking to him, and he said, everybody in every church may not be able to do the food giveaway like Faith Temple does, but he believed that every church could have just a little pantry and a refrigerator, and people that are in need could come to churches for food. And we appreciate the outlets around our community, Sioux Falls, that that feed people and have food available.
Yeah, Jeff Hayes is director of the Faith Temple Food Giveaway. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.